On the show this morning, my daughter bought a pack of candy corn for me. And I don't know if you are friends with me on social media, you'll see a lot of posts coming up soon.
Jamie already posted one, your sister, I think.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of candy corn. What is your guys' take on candy corn?
It's gross.
It's gross?
Yeah. No, I don't like it. It's all you got, I'll munch on a couple. But just to sit and eat candy corn?
We're earwax.
Yeah, so to me, it's neither candy nor corn. It doesn't, but to me, it's like eating a candle.
Yeah.
So,
wax. Yeah, exactly. Some form of wax. Yeah.
Just to be fair, made Jason try pumpkin spice coffee, you guys. How long has it been since you ate candy corn?
Oh, gosh. I could tell you. It is not a good candy.
No, it's like I bite into it and I wonder, like, why would anybody buy that?
Yeah.
But, yeah, my sister, Jamie, she loves candy corn, so she'll tag me in candy corn posts. Other people that know I hate candy corn will tag me and post about hating candy corn. So it's like a huge divide. It's like Republican-Democrat, pretty much. Yeah. The candy corn divide.
I wonder what the cob looks like on a candy corn.
I'll send you a picture.
I feel like...
But, like, I don't understand, like, why anybody would walk into a store and buy this. It. When you could buy any other kind of candy.
Yeah, that peanut M&M is probably pretty close by.
Exactly.
Well, and they started making candy corn M&M's, and I'm thinking,
oh God,
why would you have to make a candy corn M&M if candy corn tasted any good on its own as a candy? But then it's like everybody talks about how much they love candy corn, but then you go at the end of Halloween, and you see like mounds and mounds of it on clearance. Yeah. So for your entertainment entertainment purposes, Jason is drinking pumpkin spice coffee, and we have eaten candy corn and gotten into the great candy corn debate. If you are a local runner and you want to weigh in on the candy corn debate, hit us up on facebook.com/Thompson Running Show.
But please keep it civil.
Yeah, keep it civil.
And we know candy corn is a controversial subject.
Yeah. Hey everybody, this is Jeremy from the Thompson Running Show, and we are sitting out just after the Woodlake Estates group run Sunday morning. We had kind of a slack crowd this morning. Where were you people?
Slack. They were slacking.
We had Jeff Franco was out this morning, and then Cheryl Johnson, she's still out running, had to run 2 hours today. And I think she said her friend Tiffany's going to meet her halfway through. She said her friend Tiffany doesn't like running in the cold. That sounds like somebody else we know on the show.
Yeah. I've gotten a little better with it.
Yeah. So, it's a beautiful morning out here. I think it was mid-50s when we ran this morning. And been enjoying the little bit of a break in the heat this week. So, this episode this week is on that first run of fall. Did you guys get your first run of fall this week?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yesterday.
Yesterday. Well, let's start. We do have a little bit of news to start with. And so if you looked at the Tangi Running Club Facebook page this week, there is going to be a, I don't know if they're calling it a race, but I'm calling it a race, 5K in Hammond, put on by Tangi Eats. So that's October the 30th at Kate Square Park. And try to get more information about that as it comes. But I think it's right now it's $30 if you sign up early after October 1st. I think it goes up to $35 and then $40 maybe race day or closer to race day.
Yeah, I need to sign up for that.
So it should be fun. I think that's the first race we'll have in Hammond. I don't even remember the last one we had in Hammond.
No, neither.
It's been a while. Shamrock Run. So that would have been back in March.
What is the sign up? What do you look up to sign up?
It's on Run Sign Up. Okay. So it's the same as pretty much every race now is on Run Sign Up unless people do it themselves. So we got that coming up. North Shore Half Marathon coming up in 2 weeks. So we'll have a special Thompson Running Show episode related to that as I'll be running and maybe you guys will come out and spectate, or we can record the day before, whatever y'all want
to
do.
Yeah, I should be able to come out for that.
But it should be nice. I think they sent out a video this week saying they're going to have to do some course changes.
Because, it's on the 10th.
Yeah. There's going to be some course changes because of Hurricane Ida, debris, and stuff like that. Mm. But they said it still is going to be a half marathon. It should be nice. Last year they had to shorten that to 5K, 10K. So that's cool. We got two races coming up, one St. Tammany, one Tanchipahoa, in the next couple weeks. So hopefully that's firing back up.
Yeah, I was glad to see Hammond having one.
Yeah, so I think that was it for running news. So first run of fall this week, but just to kind of get us in the spirit, Jason is not a coffee person.
Not at all.
But for entertainment purposes on the show this morning, to get in that fall spirit, we're going to have Jason try some pumpkin spice coffee.
Will this be like an iced latte?
No, it doesn't have any milk in it. This is just plain iced coffee.
It smells.
It's actually pumpkin pecan community coffee, God. So it's local.
Mm. It does have that pecan fragrance.
Okay.
Aroma.
It's passed the sniff test so far.
Ain't bad. I think I like it cold probably more than I would a hot drink.
If you need to put some cream and sugar in there, you can.
This is Vanilla Bliss almond.
Oh gosh.
How much do you normally put?
Just a splash.
Glad I brought my own beverage.
And just to be fair, on the show this morning, my daughter bought a pack of candy corn for me. And I don't know if you are friends with me on social media, you'll see a lot of posts coming up soon.
Jamie already posted one, your sister, I think.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of candy corn. What is your guys' take on candy corn?
It's gross.
It's gross?
Yeah, no, I don't like it. It's all you got, I'll munch on a couple. But just to sit and eat candy corn?
We're earwax.
Yeah, so to me, it's neither candy nor corn. It doesn't, but to me, it's like eating a candle.
Yeah.
So
wax.
Yeah,
some
exactly.
Form of wax. Yeah.
Just to be fair, made Jason try pumpkin spice coffee. You guys.
Yeah.
How long has it been since you ate candy corn?
Oh gosh, I could tell you. It is not a good candy.
No, it's like I bite into it and I wonder, like, why would anybody buy that?
So this is the second time we've taste tested something. What did...
Scones. The last time you guys didn't know what scones were.
Yeah. I'd rather a scone over a candy corn any day.
Yeah.
I still think scone sounds like a disease.
Scones disease?
Yeah.
But yeah, my sister, Jamie, she loves candy corn, so she'll tag me in candy corn posts. Other people that know I hate candy corn will tag me and post about hating candy corn. So it's like a huge divide. It's like Republican-Democrat, pretty much.
Yeah.
The candy corn divide.
I wonder what the cob looks like on a candy corn.
I'll send you a picture.
You got something on the cob?
I feel like a scone would go good with this drink, though.
Yeah, it would.
I feel like...
But, like, I don't understand, like, why anybody would walk into a store and buy this.
It.
When you could buy any other kind of candy.
Yeah, peanut M&M's probably pretty close by.
Exactly.
Well, and they started making candy corn M&M's, and I'm thinking...
Oh, God.
Why would you have to make a candy corn M&M if candy corn tasted any good on its own as a candy? But then it's like everybody talks about how much they love candy corn, but then you go at the end of Halloween, and you see, like... mounds and mounds of it on clearance. Right. People don't like candy corn. They just like it as a decoration.
It's like at Halloween, the candy that's wrapped in the black and the orange paper is like some kind of, I don't know if it's butterscotch, taffy, I don't know what it is.
Oh, yeah. With the pumpkin, the picture of the pumpkin on it? Yeah.
Terrible candy. It's always a bunch of that leftovers.
Like after the Strawberry Festival parade. All the little hard strawberry candies.
I like
those. You could walk and pick up 1,000 of those. People just leave them.
It's not one of my favorites, but I can't eat that over the...
I like it because it's got that little soft in the middle sometimes.
Yeah.
So for your entertainment purposes, Jason is drinking pumpkin spice coffee, and we have eaten candy corn and gotten into the great candy corn debate. If you are a local runner and you want to weigh in on the candy corn debate, hit us up on facebook.com/Thompson Running Show.
But please keep it civil.
Yeah, keep it civil.
And we know candy corn is a controversial subject.
Yeah, especially in 2021. Anyway, so now we are in the spirit of fall. I don't know, man. I've been loving it this week. My legs are pretty tired. I went out and ran. I guess the cooler weather, it got a little bit cooler Wednesday. I think it was
about
70.
What was the first day of fall? Was that Wednesday?
Oh, I have no idea what the official day of fall is because it doesn't.
It was the first cool morning.
It usually doesn't matter in Louisiana.
Oh no!
And this is really fake fall. Like this isn't gonna stay.
Oh, no. I'll take it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it'll go along with my fall running story.
You got your first runs of fall in. How was it this week?
I enjoyed mine yesterday. I mean, I ran 3 miles, but it was nice. I am getting better with the cooler weather. I don't like the initial walking out into it, but once you start running, it is nice. Even working in it, I'm a little better with cooler weather now. I used to hate it all around. But the cooler weather at work does make it a little easier to run in the evenings. Not quite as drained.
And you're running in the evenings because Olivia's wanting to get rid of ready for the Tiger 10K?
Yeah, and we're in the process of that. I'm actually running with her when I get home, too. So.
And then Bo's been doing a little running, but he's been doing his running on the football field.
Yeah,
must have been a nice evening to get out for a football game when the weather's a little bit cooler.
It was a little warmer that evening.
It was
pretty warm that evening, but not bad.
Because Wednesday was the first cool morning.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad though, but he did. He played first string offense on the seventh grade team. He also played second string offense on the seventh grade team, and I think they had a lineman that was playing on the eighth grade team. So he got some playing time, so he was happy. He actually played a little bit of defense, so played the whole game.
And then Mark, you said you got out for 2.4 old man miles. How would you describe an old man mile?
Knee was feeling good, so.
But it's not today. That's a shame.
It was feeling good, so I said, "Well, I'm gonna run a little bit." Hadn't been running, been doing a lot of walking, and so I ran for a quarter mile. Everything felt fine. The second quarter mile, it started hurting. And I said, "Well, I'll finish this," and I should have never, because I've been limping ever since, and hadn't been able to ride. I wasn't able to even walk on it this morning.
Yeah, you look like you were hurting.
And yesterday I worked on the trail for 8 hours with it, and it's not good.
But he's here, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right, because I didn't want to, on top of everything else, I didn't want to be ridiculed.
And I will be here next weekend. It's the following weekend.
Okay. Alright. I'm getting fully in the spirit of fall because now I have 2 Halloween Hustle shirts on.
Oh, wow. I like that one.
This is from a race that you missed, Chase.
Yeah. Yeah.
That list is long.
I do like the sitting around talking after the run now. Like, when you can put on a long sleeve shirt, still be in shorts.
Yeah. It's perfect time of year. I think we had a couple people on the Facebook group said they got out and ran that first day.
Yeah.
Marini was going to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and go out and run some distance. And
yeah, she ran 2 miles. I did have
intentions
of going out.
Which is farther than you.
Right. It's further. I did have intentions of meeting her, and I didn't.
And then
you know how I am.
I think maybe Jessica commented and said she had ran 5K that morning.
Yeah.
I went out. I immediately, whenever I saw the weather was going to cool off, bumped up my long run for the week. So I went out for 11 on, was that Thursday morning? And then I ran 10 yesterday. I'm just basking in the glory. It's the kind of weather I just want to go out and run in a loincloth and just soak up all the coolness. But
I feel like my training habits, like I've kind of taken a guy under my wing.
David Foster.
And he, where was he this morning?
The same place he was yesterday.
Okay. Okay.
But I guess he, you know, he followed my fresh legs, you know.
Yeah.
May turn out good for him. I don't know.
And what's he training for?
The Tiger 10K.
Okay. He's doing the perfect training for him, because it's, yeah. I won't get into it.
Yeah, so it's nice to go out too, and like, I went out that first morning, it was cool, and like my pace immediately dropped by like 20 seconds a mile. It's glorious. I live for this time of year. It's the time of year we also have a couple of birthdays this time of year. Mark's birthday coming up, my birthday coming up. Fall is my favorite time of year, so.
Mark, yours is this coming week, ain't it?
Yeah.
30?
I get 2 days. Family celebrates it on the 30th, but work celebrates it on October 1st.
Why is that?
Because I was born at 12:15 on October 1st, but because I was born on a Navy base, and they said it would put me back a year in school, that 15 minutes, so they put me at 11:55 on September 30th. I'm living a lie.
I didn't know that.
Aren't we all at some
level? I'm living a lie.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So when I told one of my bosses at work, who was born in October, you're an October baby. So they celebrate October. So I get like 2 days.
That's good.
And Josie and Cleo.
Yeah, Cleo
is coming over.
She's got a birthday
Wednesday.
Coming up.
So it starts Wednesday night. You know, it just goes all through the weekend. It's a celebration.
Yeah. Like international.
Yeah.
But Cleo's got a birthday coming up too, huh?
Yeah, she does, in October.
Because I remember she was close to having the same birthday as me. So yeah, this fall is just, I don't know, it's my favorite time of year. It's a time when I just enjoy running a lot. All those miles that you put in during the summer kind of pay off. But you guys have any other... That first run of fall is one of my favorite things. Any other favorite things about running in the fall? Jason, I think you said you had a story this morning.
Well, whenever I think, I guess it's because it has fall in the name of the run. But whenever I was qualifying for the Crescent City Classic, I went and ran the Crescent City Fall Classic.
Yeah.
And I've only ran it one time. And I don't know what happened. I think there was a storm, so they had to push it back a weekend. So... It was the Fall Classic, but it was like 85 degrees. It was extremely hot, but I also remember it because I beat Montana.
Okay.
He went with me, and we ran the first mile together, pretty quick mile. And I think we were sub-6 on the first mile. And then we slowed after that. But I finished like a 21:30.
And how long ago was that?
2017.
Okay.
Probably my last race.
Does Montana listen to this?
I don't know.
Talk about beating Montana also.
I don't think he listens.
When I passed him. You know.
But, and I think he finished with, we ran the first mile sub-6. I ran a 21:38, I think. And he ran a 27.
You guys must have slowed.
He ran a 27 something. So, we slowed, but it did put me in a good spot at the Crescent City Classic. When is the Crescent City Classic usually?
It's in April.
When you say you got a good spot, is that like a NASCAR when you get that good pit spot?
Yeah.
So you can beat people out of the pit?
What were you talking about NASCAR this week? Flip a tire up?
Yeah, we did talk about NASCAR.
I guess if your shoe comes untied during a run to NASCAR, that would be like cutting a tire down. They don't say you had a flat, but cut a tire down. If you fall, you're on your lid, sliding across the track.
So Crescent City Classic, I think that's April usually, beginning of April. It's usually around the same time as Easter.
But the Crescent City Fall Classic, it was a pretty good run.
That's out at City Park or Audubon Park?
Z-Murray Park?
Where's Ted Gormley.
Okay, that's at City Park.
City Park, yeah.
Memories from there, going to see Pearl Jam.
Pearl Jam, yeah.
1997.
Yeah. Yeah, sure did.
I read something about that this week about that resulted from that war between Eddie Vedder and Ticketmaster.
Ticketmaster, yeah.
Yeah, the time we saw them, they were battling Ticketmaster. We got tickets for $15.
Yeah. Yep.
That was a great concert, too.
It was a great concert.
So you like, your fall story is about basically being able to rub something in somebody's
face. Right, yeah. I mean, that's...
I was talking to Josh on the way here about that story or whatever. We were just talking about doing the podcast. And he was like, I was telling you were training for the half marathon. He was like, can you still hang with... No, I can't hang with Jeremy. He's like, at your best. At your best and him right now, could you hang with him? No. No.
It really hasn't been that long, though. I mean,
no. Give me a bicycle, I'm on his ass.
He said, if you really train,
no.
Mid-20 was my best, and I didn't run that a whole bunch of times. I said, but no, Jeremy's pretty quick.
Yeah.
But,
I think a lot of people don't understand that I have no life. Like,
definitely have no job.
I just told him it's because of his long legs.
Yeah. We need to do a podcast about that so I can teach you all about that. That's not a thing.
No, I did tell him. I was like, you know, it don't matter. You see short guys win and stuff, but I was never super fast.
But I think some of my favorite things about fall is, you know, you got your themed races like Halloween. Like the Halloween Hustle out in Bay St. Louis that Mark and I used to do was probably like one of my favorite races of the year. I mean, it was always, you had a chance of it being good weather, beautiful over there in Bay St. Louis. At least, you know, if you're going to go do it in October, in July, not so beautiful when there's no shade.
The hot pursuit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the hottest I think I've ever.
I just remember finishing that the first time and it being so brutal. And then both of us were just like, yeah, we're going to come do that again. Why would you think that? But yeah, you know, you got your theme races like Halloween races and turkey trots, yeah. That sort of thing. So, and then, I don't know, it's always nice to go out and be able to race and see better times. My times are usually better in the fall and winter.
Yeah. But you never know, just because it's in the fall doesn't mean you're going to have fall type weather.
Yeah, exactly. Or even in January. Louisiana Marathon one year was 68 degrees.
What temperature is like your ideal temperature?
For a race, 40 degrees. Like,
no, I think about like this morning, mid 50s, something like that.
I would like, depends on how long.
Mid to low 50s. Low 50s probably if I'm going out to race, probably. But like today, it's probably perfect.
Depends on how long, though. Like, a marathon, I would like start even like mid to upper 30s and then warm up to 50s.
Right.
But like a 5K or something, 40 to 45 degrees.
I don't know about you, Jay,
ideal.
But I know if it's starting in the mid 50s and in an hour it's going to be in the 70s, I just run faster to beat that.
Yeah, right. I mean, I ain't going to finish. I'm going to finish in like 45 minutes.
That's right. Yeah. I don't care what distance it is.
But like last year for Man Shack, I think it started closer to something like this and it warmed up in like the 60s.
It does warm up quick.
And then in Man Shack, there's no trees.
There's no hiding from that.
I don't know if you've been through Man Shack recently, but there's definitely no trees in
there.
That's
what I asked. That guy from Man Shack said, he was just talking to people, kind of surveying after the race. He said, was there anything we could have done differently? And I was like, man, if you could have put some kind of dome over this road. Because the sun was just... Yeah, I think that was the last time I got burnt.
That is the problem. Like, today is really good weather, but if you're doing any kind of distance, it warms up. And it can get hot. So, yeah, I guess starting a little cooler.
Yeah, that's what... I'll run around in the neighborhood. And I don't wear a shirt unless it's... probably 40s.
See, and I like to run with no shirt on, except like now I'll probably keep shirts on. It's a little too cool for me to take a shirt off.
Yeah, but I've had somebody say, man, you ain't cold. I'm like, do I look cold?
See, I like this morning broke a little bit of a sweat, but that was mainly because I was trying to keep up with you and Jeff, which was not happening. But I still had a good run, but I like to break a little bit of a sweat. And
yeah, Jeff and I had been running a pretty decent pace the last couple weekends, so I was going to go out and do some half marathon pace running. And I think he would have been fine keeping up with me, but I think his calf kind of tightened up. But breathing-wise, I think he was able to keep that pace pretty
well. I was kind of glad y'all pulled away a little bit, because breathing-wise, I can make some noise.
But I felt good this morning. Ran 3 miles at close to what I hope my half marathon pace is in 2 weeks. It felt pretty good. I don't know if I'll be able to hold that the whole time, but maybe a little bit.
We're going to try to go to them. Watch it.
Yeah, I got it.
Ken called me about a family card game the night before.
Well, that'll give you.
I can't play cards the night before.
Well,
that'll give you a reason to not.
Yeah, not participate.
No, I have a podcast to record.
Yeah, me and Drew's playing in a volleyball tournament that night. So,
but yeah, I want to try to make that.
So, you guys. So you said you were. When do you start like layering up more?
Oh, it won't take long.
I'm in short sleeves, even like probably, like if it's in the 30s, I'll start maybe with long sleeves on and then ditch them.
Oh, God. 30 degrees.
I said in the 30s, so like 38, 37.
I'm still
freezing.
I'm bundled
up.
Freezing cold. Oh, yeah.
Maybe a light jacket.
I mean, if I can put a cap like this on mornings like this, I'm fine.
The cap is the thing I hate the most.
Oh, I love them.
No, I like it, but
I don't like it when it gets soaking wet.
Right.
Because mine will get soaking wet, and then when we sit around after.
And you take it off and try to put it back on?
That's when you bring an extra.
Well, yeah. I've gotten a little
must
better.
Must be nice, be able to have two hats.
I barely got one hat.
But if you get a job.
Touché.
God, you set yourself up for that.
And then.
I start later. I mean, I like this morning, I'll wear a long sleeve shirt, and I'll typically pull the sleeves up. Towards the end, I probably could have done without it, but. I'm not starting without it.
But see, like in the 40s, I'll start with a t-shirt on, and then so a lot of times I'll ditch the t-shirt after a loop.
I'll be in leggings and
long johns.
Yep, I'm going to be layered up for that, which it does warm up quick, and then you got all this stuff on.
Gloves. Got to have them gloves.
Yeah. Man, I bought those gloves from Walgreens last year. I texted you because they were $1.
Yeah.
I said, who wants some gloves? Those are the most useless gloves.
Made your hands cold. Yeah.
But I do remember I ran that race out in Hammond 2 years ago. It was October. And it was a morning kind of like this. It was cooler starting out. I ditched my shirt. I was running up front next to that kid. He had that hoodie on. I said, man, you're going to regret that. I get so hot so quick running.
I know for marathons, like when I did a couple that was cold. That was one of the things they told me is whatever you wear,
throw away.
Just make sure it's something you don't mind losing.
Yeah, I think they, a lot of times the Louisiana Marathon would maybe pick the stuff up and give it to the homeless shelter or something.
That's what
like
they said they did.
You better wash mine first.
Yeah.
It's going to be full of sweat.
Yeah, right. I usually make it about a mile before I start ditching clothes in the marathon.
I think the last time I wore something like that and had to ditch clothes, I ditched it at Tiger Stadium during the half marathon.
Yeah.
I remember a long sleeve shirt and some gloves.
Now you're just getting like useful information from the podcast, how to dress for a marathon. I've never been able to do the thing where you go out and the people wrap themselves in that foil.
Yeah.
No, I got to have
it. I never did that either.
If I'm standing around, I got to have a jacket on.
Right, you know? Yeah, I've never done the foil thing. But I do like to have something warm to put on after a cold run.
So how cold is too cold? Never too cold.
I don't think it's ever. I don't think I've ever had weather too cold because it always is terrible. Once it gets so cold, it's terrible.
We met twice. Like, remember we were doing those Sunday long. I hope we can do that this year.
Yeah, I did.
We met for two really cold ones.
Yeah, we had some 20s last year.
And me and Jason ran some long runs, over 10 miles.
Once it gets cold, I'm not really liking it anyway. So
when does it transition from fall to winter in your mind?
Look, once it gets in the 40s.
Under 50 degrees.
Under 50,
it's wintertime, and it's time to bundle up.
And I didn't do as bad last year. Even with work, I didn't do as bad dealing with the cold, but it's just so hard to go outside in it. That's once I'm in it and I'm started, I'm good. It's just the getting started.
I love it. Though there were some of those 20s last year. The thing that I hate is when it's in the 20s and the wind is blowing in your face.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
One of those runs, me and Jason had some extra incentive to move faster when we saw that woman sharpening that shovel.
6 o'clock in the morning.
That's the weirdest. I still think about that when I pass by.
You think she was going to cut somebody into pieces?
I don't know.
We wasn't giving her the chance to do it to us, that's for sure. We did a little speed work that morning.
I have never seen anybody sharpening a shovel outside of an RV.
At 6 o'clock in the morning.
We wondered, what is that sound? What is...
Because, I mean, that's... And she that would be a good premise for, like, a horror flick. But, I mean, you could do a lot with a sharp shovel.
She looked
shovel.
Up at us, and, like... eyes that were surprised to see us too. But.
Yeah.
Because you can knock somebody out with a shovel, and then, but if it's sharp, you could also decapitate somebody with a shovel.
Oh, that's nice.
But it was a weird run.
Not that I'm getting any ideas.
Chop somebody to pieces with a shovel.
That is one thing I don't appreciate about the fall is scary movies.
I don't like scary movies.
Kids,
I love a good fire.
I do like fire. I like the other thing I like about fall is being able to get out and go up to Boca Chica. Kids like hiking. I like going up there
to
run.
I'd like to do a run and maybe a podcast from Boca Chica one time this year. That would be nice.
We'll get up there. We'll get up there in the fall.
When Forge had their runs going on, me and the kids went and stayed. They like camp out at St. Francisville, the Beast Trail or whatever. We've camped out a few times during the fall with them, and that was a good time.
That's a good trail. Hard to navigate.
Yeah.
We have gotten lost twice, I think. But you said your trail is decimated.
Well, I did. I probably got about a half a mile loop, so I could get a mile in on it now if I
run it both ways.
It was fun to get out there yesterday. Got a nice, good blister. But worked about 8 hours on it yesterday. Didn't help my knee a lot, but man, it was sure nice to get out there on it. I didn't think I was going to be able to make the two ends meet and connect, but I was didn't see a way from one end, but when I got to the other, I was able to do it. Was able to save the bear. I thought the bear was gone. The bear's fine. Monkey's still there.
The bear was just not as strong as the monkey.
No, the bear took a beating. But no, it was nice to get out there. That's my fall run was terrible because it wasn't good. But getting out there yesterday was great. Can't wait to. I mean, I looked at all the stuff and I wish it didn't happen, but. It's kind of a challenge to see if you can get it back because now I've got this big, gigantic tree that you can't wrap your arms around that cut the trail to where you run under it. And you know.
Maybe you could get that woman with the sharpened shovel out back in
the
woods.
No, I don't want the woman with the sharpened shovel anywhere around me or the trail, and I'm going to find a way across to the other side and try to get a good solid mile out of it. But I think going back all the way to the big creek, to Hog Branch, is not going to happen for years because it's...
But if anybody can do it, it's you.
That's what I kept telling myself yesterday. You know, just keep pushing. But I love it out there. That's to me, is the best part of fall, is to be able to get out there on the trail and as hard as it is to work on it and get it straight, but to have it is great. So that's my favorite part of the fall.
That's about what we like. Whenever I run out here on this pond area, I can get about a mile if I like zigzag stuff and then go out around the fence. I mean, if you got a mile loop, do that three times. That's a pretty good run, you know. Especially on grass or on a trail.
Yeah,
it's a little bit. Your pace is going to be.
And it looks a lot different now, so it's like a whole different.
And Jason, I had just learned it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you learn where you go in and come out. The rest of it. I could say, yeah, you remember where this was, and then
I feel like it's going to feel like the same trail.
I guarantee you, it's
Mark
not.
Mark would ask Jason and I, "You guys want to take the lead? You want to run out front?" Nope.
I'm good.
Ended up clearing Kentucky.
But I'm going to tell you what is weird is since the storm, the number of spiders.
Yeah. We had that around
my
here.
My God. It's
big ones, too.
And I had one yesterday, one of those big banana spiders. It was sitting right there like a brooch. Oh my! And never moved. And I'm working, and then I thought something was biting me. It was a big banana spider on my cheek.
I'm done at that point.
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Oh, no, you can't shut it down.
Because then I just feel like you're on me all the time.
Catherine and I have seen some big ones out at Bogachita, too.
But I try not to kill them because mosquitoes are so bad. And, I mean, they just –
And you don't know when they're going to be –
Does a banana spider bite?
Neither one of those did that
they
got on me.
They can be big. They can be.
They're pretty. But they're very, because I'll take the machete and just cut the web and try to sling them off. But you sling them too hard and they're very fragile.
That's disgusting.
I mean, we will teach you anything on this podcast.
Exactly. But I do. I love yesterday just being out there and having to work on it. And hopefully after the Saints take care of that business in Foxborough this evening. I'll get back on there and see where I can take it from where I'm at.
Yeah, this has been a celebration of fall. It's been educational.
I don't know what else people
last
want
week
from
we determined that listening to the podcast could heal injuries. Is it
burn calories?
Yeah, burn calories. Listening to the podcast.
Still haven't got that FDA approval on all that, but, you know.
But yeah, I did notice some people have been catching up with the show since the hurricane this week. So we appreciate everybody listening. And I did want to mention too, I got a message Mark from Perfectly Fit this week to see about getting me some shoes, and he seems to be getting back going. He's at North Cypress now. And I read online that they actually did get flood water. That's crazy to me, that flood water got out there by that mall area.
And he's planning on getting back in the same location?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I need to see him about a new pair myself.
But that was kind of crazy that we had the hurricane and pandemic and everything, and our internet, you know, he can get online and check, but the HOKA website is down. So he's supposed to get back with me on some shoes, so. Check out Mark in his temporary pop-up location. Anything else you guys want to just glorify the fall anymore this morning?
Football. NFL football. I couldn't care less about college, but NFL football is back.
Yeah. Back, and we're so far fairly inconsistent.
Right. I'm anxious to see us.
But Mark's still staying so positive about it.
Oh, I know. I'm surprising.
If anybody says anything, Mark Thompson is one positive guy.
Yes, you can bet. Always looking on the bright side. And
sunny side of life.
I mean, when we take care of that business today and beat Belichick up there in Foxborough.
2-1.
Then the Giants, I think.
Yeah, then the Giants. Then it's pretty much, just a road to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I think they probably just wanted to take the pressure off of being undefeated last week.
Right, yeah, because that's a lot of pressure.
I'm glad we got that out of the way.
All right, well, we hope that you are enjoying the fall as much as we are, and hopefully we'll see you out at a race within coming weeks. We're going to have a race in Hammond, America. That's going to be exciting. Hopefully, maybe I'll see if I can get somebody from Tangy Eats to come on, give us a little more info.
Be great.
But until then, we will catch you next time from the Thompson Running Show.